Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 3rd, I'm going to look back at the Super Bowl that happened yesterday, the games today for the NBA, my picks, and also my best bets and top props for the day. All right, let's get it. All right, so yesterday the Super Bowl happened, February 2nd. The Kansas City Chiefs won 31-20. I had the Niners winning that game, so I was on the losing end of that. But what a game. I was glad to see a really good Super Bowl. The Chiefs were down big, and then they just rattled off like, what, like 21, and I think it was like 21 like unanswered points or something like that. Freaking Patrick Mahomes didn't have a great game, but he had enough of his magic to get it done. He finished with 286 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. Freaking Damian Williams for the Chiefs had 17 carries. He had 104 rushes, a rushing touchdown, and I believe he also had a receiving touchdown. I actually thought he should have won the MVP, and I knew Mahomes was going to win it based because that's what quarterbacks do. But yeah, what a game. I really thought the Niners lost that game in the first half with that time management. They could have had a minute 30 and two timeouts to drive the field and maybe get 3 points or even a touchdown. Instead, they let the clock go all the way down. They fair catched it with like 59 seconds left, had three timeouts, but then they ran the ball twice, and then the Chiefs used a timeout. They threw it once, got down the field pretty good. Then they called a timeout with like 8 seconds left, and then there was that pass interference on Kittle that just ruined it. But I didn't understand that. I thought you had enough time to try to be aggressive. You would think Kyle Shanahan would learn from when he was the Falcons coach and he had a 28-point lead. You need to be aggressive. You can't just relax. And he knew that. Like he said that. Like he said he learned his lesson, but maybe not. He was content going into half with this explosive Chiefs team 10-10. But it's like you got to be aggressive. You can't play to like he. I know he's thinking he gets the ball back at half, but like you're still only up one score. Like if you go and it's tied 10-10, if you go and get three, it's 13-10. Then you come out and score again. You're two possessions up instead of one possessions up, and that just changes everything. So I thought that was interesting, but man, that was a good game. Football's done now, so that's a little sad. I did have the Mahomes first touchdown. It was like 22-1. I put $3 on that, won $66. So, you know, not a bad little payout there, and won a couple other prop bets. So all in all, it was a good, fun Super Bowl. And now, when we come back, we will get into basketball. All right, let's get into the NBA games today. First game, Warriors at the Wizards. Wizards are a 5.5-point favorite, and the over-under is set right now at 236. We'll go back to that here in a little while, but I will take the Wizards at home. I think Bradley Beal and Isaiah Thomas, that fast-paced Wizards team that has actually kind of surprised some people this year, will take out the Warriors. The Warriors are, you know, everybody, they're not that good this year, and if this game was home, which they already played at home back on January 24th, I might take the Warriors, but here I would probably take the Wizards, and I'd probably take the over 236. These teams score a lot, and they don't defend a lot. So, Wizards and the over for that game. All right, next, Magic at Hornets. Magic are 4.5-point favorites. The over-under is 202.5. Wow, that you don't see that very much in today's NBA. The Magic are, you would say they're the better team. They have more talent than the Hornets, but the Hornets are home dog, 4.5. The Magic have lost 5 straight, I believe that's the situation with them. So I'm going to take the Hornets. If I had to bet on this, I would take the Hornets plus 4.5 and the over under 202. These teams are bottom in the league in pace. I know that. They don't shoot a ton of threes. They don't make a ton of threes. But when you have two teams that aren't super good, I know the Magic are all right. They're 21-28. But with two teams like this, I think it goes over. They could hit a little. I could see them not being at the bottom of the pace with this game. I could see these two teams really going at it and maybe pushing the pace. And I think it goes over 202. That's really low. I could be completely wrong. I've seen these teams go for 90 and 80 a lot of their last games. But I think when you get them together, maybe those kind of contradict each other and they score a lot of points. So if I had to, I'm staying away. I'm not betting this game at all. But I would take the Hornets plus 4.5 and the over. All right, next, Knicks at the Cavs. Oh, that's just a really fun game. The Cavs are 2-point favorite. Over-under set at 215.5. This is a stay-away game for me. I wouldn't bet this. Unless the total, but I don't even know. Those two teams, they can... It's kind of the same thing with the Magic and Hornets there. They don't score a lot. They don't have a ton of ability to score. I know the Cavs have Tristan Thompson, and they have Kevin Love, and they have Colin Sexton. The Knicks have RJ Barrett, which I'm not even sure he's playing. They have Alfred Payton, Julius Randle. There's a lot of guys on the injury list. I haven't really checked out that lately. This is a stay-away game for me. I don't know where to go here. I mean, it's super unpredictable with these teams. The Cavs could blow them out. The Knicks could blow them out. I would probably just go the over 215, but even that's not even a safe bet. So stay away from that game, but if you do bet that game, let me know. All right, next, Mavericks at Pacers. Pacers are 5.5-point favorites right now, and the over-under is 213.5. No Luka for the Mavs. No Seth Curry for the Mavs. Believe Porzingis is coming back. The Pacers have their team. They have Sabonis. They have Turner. They have Oladipo back, who's been, this is his third or fourth game. So give me the Pacers 5.5. I would lean a little bit more towards the Mavericks if Seth Curry was playing, because he has the ability to kind of pick up the scoring for Luka. I know the completely different way, but his ability to shoot the three ball, shake and bake one-on-one, get open and get hot is a real difference maker for the Mavs. And he showed that a couple games when they didn't have Luka. He's gone for like 20 plus points. So I don't think having him really hurts the Mavs. So give me the Pacers at home 5.5. The total, I'm not sure what to do with that, so I'm staying away from that if I had a choice. Next game, Suns at Nets. No Kyrie Irving. He got hurt. Unfortunate for him and the Nets. He just can't seem to stay healthy this year. 2.5-point favorites for the Nets. No Kyrie. That's a little risky. I know they got Spencer Dinwiddie. The Suns on the road. They've actually been better on the road than at home. Give me the Suns. Plus 2.5. I think Devin Booker is real pissed off about not making the All-Star break. They have DeAndre Ayton. I have to actually look at their injury report. I think I saw Ricky Rubio was doubtful or questionable. That could be a difference. Let's see here. So for the Suns, they won't have Tyler Johnson. Ricky Rubio is probable. Saric is out and Ty Jerome is out. I'll take the Suns. They have Booker and Ayton, and it looks like Rubio is going to play. So give me the Suns plus 2.5 and total over 223.5. I'll take the over. These two teams can get up and go. We've seen the Nets already play with Kyrie, or we've seen the Nets play without Kyrie Irving already and be okay. So against a team like the Suns and their home, I'll take the Suns plus 2.5 and I'll take the over 223.5. All right, next, Celtics at Hawks. Celtics are 7.5-point favorites. Over-under is 224. There looks like Kemba is out, but that was 2 days ago. Yeah, he's out. Marcus Smart, as of 2 hours ago, is out. The Hawks, wow, they have a list of injuries. They don't have Alex Lynn. DeAndre Bembry is doubtful. Trey Young's questionable with the right ankle. Bruno Fernando's questionable. Cam Reddish is out, and DeAndre Hunter is questionable. Wow. So that's a stay away game for me, or whatever. Actually, Celtics minus 7. Give me Celtics minus 7. I know not having Kemba sucks, but they got Tatum, and he is playing at an all-star level since he is an all-star. I think a game like against the Hawks, he can really show up. So give me the Celtics minus 7, but wait on those injuries, because, I mean, if Trae Young's out, obviously that line's going to go way up. But in the over 224, I'm not sure what to do with that yet. I want to definitely wait on the injuries, but I'll take Celtics minus 7 at this point if I had to. Next, 76ers at the Heat. Heat are 2.5-point favorites. Over or under set at 211.5. I'm taking the Miami Heat minus 2.5. The Heat are fantastic at home. The 76ers are terrible at home. The Heat are healthy. 76ers, I know they got Joel Embiid back. They still don't have Josh Richardson back, which I think is a huge blow to them. He's been out for a while, I know, but his ability to shoot the three and defend and cut and be athletic, they're really missing that. They don't shoot the three ball well. Heat shoot the three ball well. Home, give me the Heat minus 2.5. An over-under 211.5. I'm not sure what to do with that. It's a pretty low number, and I've seen the experts, the sharps, really bet that down already. So if you're following line movement, you go with the under. Next, Pistons at Grizzlies. Memphis is a 9.5-point favorite. Over-under is 225.5. Grizzlies have actually been pretty good at home this year, 14-13. Pistons are 8-16 on the road. Grizzlies are fighting for that 8 spot. I know a lot of people at the beginning of the year never would have expected that, but they've been surprisingly good with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson. And I know they don't have Andre Iguodala, but because he's, I know they made that trade and now they're planning on moving him, and these two sides aren't ever going to come together. But if at the beginning of the year when they made this trade, if they thought this team would be in the 8th seed, he'd be perfect for this team right now. But moving on, the Pistons are without Derrick Rose, Reggie Jackson's questionable, and Morris. I can't remember if it's Markieff or Marcus. I honestly don't remember which one is there. Well, one of the Morris twins is questionable, but with no Derrick Rose tonight, I think the Pistons get worked on the road. Grizzlies should get out and go all night, so give me the Grizzlies minus 9.5, and this Rose news happened about 20 minutes ago, so we could even see this thing up to 10 or 11 by game time. So give me the Grizzlies. And I'm not sure what to do with the line or with the over-under, so I'm staying away from that. All right, two more. Wow, a lot of games today. Next, Timberwolves at Kings. Kings are a minus 1.5-point favorite. Over-under is 226. Wow, these two teams have been not very good this year. I mean, that's really all I can say. The Timberwolves are 15-33. The Kings are 18-31. Let's see here for the injury reports. The Wolves won't have Allen Crabb. Yeah, we know that. The Kings are without Marvin Bagley, which is, he's been out for a while. And Rashawn Holmes is doubtful. I don't know where to bet this game. These two teams, just like the Cavs-Knicks game, these two teams are unpredictable. Probably the Kings, since they're home, and the Timberwolves haven't won in a while, that's probably the better way to go. And I'm not sure what to do with the over-under. But give me the Kings minus 1.5. But I'd probably stay away from that game. Wow, we got some good basketball on today, and we got some bad basketball. All right, last game of the day. Spurs at Clippers. Clippers are right now 8.5-point favorites. Over-under is 228. The Spurs have surprised some people. I know that they either get really blown out or they kind of keep it close and win. I'm going to take the Spurs on the road plus 8.5 on this first game of their road trip. If this was the third or fourth game, maybe it'd be a little bit different. Clippers have been, they've been interesting. I know they're home and they should have Kawhi and Paul George today, but it's interesting. Their team hasn't, they haven't really just popped like everyone thought. I know they're still 34-15. They're 20-5 at home. So they're, I mean, they're right there. They're one of the best teams in the NBA, but give me the Spurs plus 8.5 and the total 228. Give me the over. I know the Spurs can really get out and go, and they sometimes can really shoot the three. They don't have a ton of good three-point shooters, but they got guys that will, with Derek White, Brian Forbes, Sean Murray, even LaMarcus Aldridge will get out and shoot it. So, and the Clippers, I got Lou Williams, Paul George, if he plays, Kawhi Leonard, Patrick Beverley, Landry Shamet. So they have a lot of guys that can really go. So give me the Spurs plus 8.5 and the over. All right, that was it for all the games today and the picks. That was, I didn't realize how many games there were when I was looking at it. When we come back, we will get into my best bets and top props for the day. All right, welcome back. Let's get in to my best bets for the day. We'll start from the top. I got this line at Heat minus 3. I might even go back now and get and go put some money on the 2.5 as well. I don't realize why the Heat. I know the 76ers are a good team, but the Heat are home. They're 16-7-1. That's the best against the spread record at home. They have the third best overall record in the NBA at home at 21-3. They cover their spread at home 69.6% of the time. They're healthy. They're motivated. They beat the Magic twice. And they should be getting Kendrick Nunn back. So give me the Heat -3. I'm taking that. I'm taking the money line. I think they should just own the Sixers today. The Sixers have the worst record against the spread on the road, 7-17-2. They only cover 29.2% of the time, 9-17 on the road altogether. They don't shoot the three ball well compared to the Heat, who really like to get out and shoot the three ball well. So all that, I think the Heat have the edge. So get me the Heat -2.5, -3, whatever you at. Take the Heat. I'd even probably take it up to 4 or 5 if it even got up to there. Next, Pacers -5.5. Talked about this before. The Mavs don't have Luka and no Seth Curry. So really their only explosive scorer is Kristaps Porzingis. And even he's not 100% missing that last game. I'm not even exactly what sure. It's probably more due to rest. But they have him and Tim Hardaway Jr. That's about it. The Pacers are healthy. They have Brogdon, they have Turner, they have Sabonis, they have Oladipo back. Only 5.5. They've been good at home. They shoot the three ball well. I think if Seth Curry was playing for the Mavericks, it'd be a little bit different. I might even lean towards the Mavericks a little bit, but since he's not playing and no Luka, give me the Pacers -5.5. And the Pacers cover 56.5% of the time at home. The Mavs have a good away against the spread record, but that's with Luka and Kristaps and Seth playing. So give me the Pacers. Next, Grizzlies first half -5. I got this early. It's probably 5.5, 6, 6.5 now since the Derrick Rose news. The Grizzlies are 30-18-1 against the spread in the first half. That's third best in the league. The Grizzlies are also home, where they've been really good. They really get out and run. They really get that crowd into it. Ja really gets it going. And no Derrick Rose tonight for the Pistons, and possibly no Reggie Jackson. So they're going to have no point guard to get the ball to Drummond on pick and rolls or lobs and stuff. And I don't really like this Pistons team. They're not very good. They're not good on the road. So I think the Grizzlies probably cover their overall spread, but just in case, taking the Grizzlies first half -5. I think they get out early and run and blow out the, and they blow them out, and I think they'll have double digits going into halftime. All right, next best bet of the day, over 235.5 Warriors at Wizards. At the top, that's what I was saying when I saw it, 236. I got it at 235.5. I've seen, now I'm even seeing some 236.5s. This thing might even keep going up. There is some question about D'Angelo Russell playing. I saw questionable, but I think he'll play in this game. Like I said, both these teams, they are top in the NBA in pace and bottom in the NBA in defensive rating. So I think those two things will really give an edge, and they're going to get out. Last time they played, it was on January 24th. It was 126-118. I mean, high scoring game. So I think we'll see another game like that, another 120, 118, 130, 120 game. So give me the over 235.5 for the Golden State Warriors at the Washington Wizards. All right. I got three top props today. I usually do two, doing three. So first, we're going to, even though it's a bad game, we're going to stick in that Kings Timberwolves game. I got Karl Anthony Towns is over 10.5 rebounds. I didn't even see the Rashawn Holmes news before that. I was just kind of basing it on Towns averages 10.8 rebounds this year. He averages 11.8 for his career. The Kings don't have good rebounders, and now both are actually good rebounders in Bagley and Holmes. We know Bagley's not playing, and now it looks like Holmes isn't playing. So who's going to rebound the ball against Kat? He needs to get this Timberwolves team a win. They haven't won since what? Since he was in the lineup since November or something like that, I saw. So he needs to get a win. Their best shot is against a team like this, against the Kings, who's not very good, who don't have a lot of guys down low that can defend him. He is one of the best bigs in the league. So I know we've done that before in his point total. We went over saying he needs to show that he's one of the more dominant guys. Now he needs to deal with his rebounds. He needs to go out and maybe get a 15-20 rebound game against this Kings team and will the Timberwolves to a win. So I'm taking Towns just over rebounds. Next, Buddy Hield over 18.5 points. Hield can get it going, and he can put points on the board. He's one of the top guys. When he's hot, he can, I mean, he's hard to stop. He averages 20 on the season, so We're already, that's already better than what his point total is for the day. He's gone over, the 18 point mark six of his last nine games, including a 42 point night against the Timberwolves like 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. So he already has confidence against this team. He has confidence scoring the ball already. They're home. I think he goes over this 18 and a half, and he could even see a 20, 30 point night, because I think a guy like Buddy Hield, when you play a team like the Timberwolves again after really just torching them, I think you're really just like, oh, I can do this again. And he's a pretty confident guy, and now he's home. So give me Buddy Hield over 18 and a half. All right, last top prop and best bet, whatever, for the day. Bradley Beal over 31 and a half points. This Wizards Warrior game is going to be a shootout, and Beal is going to and should be the best player on the court. I know D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green are out there, but I think Bradley Beal is better than both of them. He's gone for 30 plus points in six straight games, and those were actually against better defenses compared to this Warriors team. I think it's a shootout on both ends. If the Warriors get up, I think Beal's going to have to put the team on his back to bring it back. If the Wizards are up, he's going to have to stay consistent to keep this away from the Warriors, because, I mean, both these teams have guys and offenses and not good defenses that they can fill it up in a hurry, and I think Bradley Beal will go for 35, 40 points tonight against the Warriors at home. So Bradley Beal over 31 and a half points. All right, that's it for my best bet and top props. Just in case we forgot any, we'll go through them real quick. Heat, minus 3. Pacers, minus 5.5. Grizzlies, first half, minus 5. Over, 235.5. Warriors at Wizards, top props. Karl Anthony Towns, over 10.5 rebounds. Buddy Hield, over 18.5 points. Bradley Beal, over 31.5 points. All right, that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for the support. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge, the podcast on Twitter, and Instagram at TD Sports Podcast. Hit me up with any questions, what best bets you're doing, what best bets I should look at, any sites, any tips, anything like that. Please reach out to me. Please subscribe and review the show. It only makes my life easier, gets me in front of more ears. Better reviews, more ears equals a better show and more money for you guys if I'm having a better show. All that. So, thanks so much for listening. Good luck on your bets. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.